You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
This is Umar Ahmed for IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. I've got Mr. Everlast himself, Mr. Undisputed, Mr. Doner Kebab, Mr. Sports Direct. It's Josh Taylor with the MTK Performance Centre. Happy New Year, Josh. How was your Christmas?
Happy New Year, mate, to you as well. Yeah, good. And yeah, choking for a doner kebab now that you mention it, to be fair. No, it was good, nice and quiet. You know, only went home for Christmas Eve. Went home on Christmas Eve late. Spent Christmas Day at home and then come straight back down to camp. So, yeah, literally, you know, literally Christmas was cancelled. So, yeah, and then spent down here, my birthday and New Year here, down here. So, yeah, just stayed in, stayed dialed in and stayed focused. But, yeah, it was nice, nice and quiet. Good couple of days back home to see the family, the missus, and then straight back down, yeah.
So you had Christmas, New Year's and your birthday. Happy belated, by the way. All in the middle of camp.
All in the middle of camp, yeah. But I'm used to it. I'm used to it, yeah.
Were you able to keep your mind off Jack Catra and boxing for them a couple of days in Christmas, or was your mind on it?
Yeah, I'm always quite good at doing that. When I get time to go home, it's quite good for me to switch off. You know, it's quite easy for me to do switch off and forget about it for a couple of days and recharge to get ready to come back down. You know, I'm quite good at doing that. So yeah, it was quite easy to switch off and relax for a couple of days. You know, I don't often get to spend time with my family, so the last thing I want to be doing is talking and thinking about boxing when I've got to spend a bit of precious time with the family. So yeah, it's quite easy to forget about it.
You're not around the Christmas dinner table and think about Jack or think about fighting and just start getting rolled up, there. Do you have them moments?
No, definitely not. Not when there's pigs and blankets about and Yorkshire puddings and turkey and bacon and all that. You know, your mind's thinking about that. No tucking into that. But yeah, that's a bigger challenge, to be fair.
Is that Josh Taylor a very different one to what we see on Fight Week?
I don't know. You know, I'm always quite fiery. You know, I'm always ready to go for a fight if it presents itself. You know, I'm kind of just like this all the time. You know, away from boxing and Fight Week, I'm always quite laid back and quite easy going.
Now, Josh, I spoke to your promoter Bob Arum about this. Obviously, the COVID situation at the moment is a bit up in the air, and Scotland is a lot more stricter than the other countries in the UK. So, has there been any doubts about whether fans could potentially be barred from coming on February 26th?
I really don't know. I haven't heard anything. You know, I haven't heard anything from the promoters or, you know, well, the British Boxing Board, the control, they stopped boxing in January. Presuming it's going to go ahead in February, but the government in Scotland have said they've stopped all the football and all that as well. You know, only like 500 people in it, crowds, I think, in or behind closed doors. So most of the football's been kind of cancelled as well, and they're saying it's only for 3 weeks. But hopefully, and you know, I'm staying hopeful that it is only 3 weeks and we can get back to full capacity and get into a full crowd in February in the Hydro.
Suppose you can't think about that, though. You just got to think about camp and Jack.
No, I'm not thinking about it, you know, but it is a little bit frustrating because this last year and a half, 2 years, I've had three fights and three of them have been, well, this, including this one, if it is behind closed doors, that will be my last three fights behind closed doors and with no fans, you know. I'm still a bit pissed off with the one in Vegas, you know, being behind closed doors and no one able to go. You know, the biggest fight of my life and I couldn't go there and share it with my friends and my family and my fans and all that. So it's still, it's very frustrating, you know, because these are the best years of my career and it's getting shut down, you know. It's very frustrating, but, you know, everyone's in the same boat.
Josh, when BBC were going through their Spotty Awards, obviously yourself and your team members had quite a lot to say about it. I don't think deep down you really cared too much, but you wanted to make the point. Now you've had a few weeks after, a lot of people are still talking about it and the fact that you haven't been mentioned is a bit of a disgrace, and I completely agree with that. What are your feelings towards it now?
I've not got any feelings on it, to be honest. I really don't care. I just thought, you know, I'll put a point out there as saying, you know, the British, in terms of British sporting achievements this year or last year, I don't think there was anybody to come close to doing what I did. You know, in terms of going away to America, becoming the first undisputed champion in the four belt era in the UK, you know, the first person ever to do it. You know, you think that would have been some kind of recognition or some kind of acknowledgement to say, well done, you know. But you know me, Umar, I'm no like that. I don't care for all the pats on the back and that, but to just get ignored was thought was a little bit disrespectful.
Well, someone who wasn't ignored in terms of boxing recognition was your trainer, Ben Davison. He was up for Ring Magazine Trainer of the Year. Eddie Reynoso did get it. We were just talking about it now. The British Board Awards are coming up, I think, in March, in terms of last year's achievements. There's only one winner for that, surely, for terms of Trainer of the Year.
Yeah, it's got to be Ben. You know, I think he put up his record. The lads that have all had all the lads that have had fights this year and what they've achieved, you know, a couple of world title fights, a couple of defences, a couple of British and Europeans and that, and a couple of debuts and all that as well, you know, all wins, all stoppages and things like that. So he's had a great record this year. The gym this year has been flying with all the lads, you know. They've had had a real successful year, pushing each other in the gym, you know, having a good laugh. There's a good camaraderie in the gym as well. We're all in at the same time, having a good laugh, and we're all pushing each other, and everybody's improving at the same time as well. So we've got a good stable going on. We've had a good couple of additions as well. We've had Pat and Luke McCormack recently join us as well, which two top amateurs as well, both former teammates of mine as well from the GB days. So yeah, but it's a great stable, and I think it's the best in Britain by far, yeah.
So you've got Lee McGregor here as well, someone you've known for a very long time. I'll ask you, as a Scotsman, some shocking news last night about Cash Farouk calling it a day in boxing due to what we believe is medical reasons. Just a comment on that, please, Josh.
Yeah, well, obviously, I hadn't really heard anything. It kind of, obviously, well, everybody came out the blue, you know. Heard of it yesterday, put all his statement up. And, very, very surprised and very shocked. So, you're saying it's medical related, maybe, possibly. Do you know that for a fact?
No, that's what rumours are circulating around. I mean, you'd think it is, because you wouldn't think he'd retire for any other reason. As I said, that's not a fact, but I think that's what people are suggesting.
All right, okay, yeah, I see. So, if his boxing career's been halted short by something like that, then I can't imagine the pain and anguish he's going through at the minute. You know, such a bright young talent in Scottish and British boxing, you know. Had great movement, great defensive skills, great punching repertoire. You know, he had it all. He was a very, very bright talent to British boxing, and I believe that he could have reached the heights of boxing, you know. And certainly him and Lee McGregor were right there in Scottish boxing as well, in terms of keeping it going, and a big rivalry between the two. They were due to have a big fight again, the rematch again, I think, in a couple of months' time, April, I think, maybe. And, you know, obviously it's been cut short, but... I'm gutted for Cash. You know, I hope he's okay. I hope he's hanging in there. I'm going to give him a message and get in touch with him and see how he is, you know, because it is very surprising news to hear that. So I just wish him all the best, and I hope he gets over, if it is medical related, why he can't box, or maybe he's just decided to stop boxing. We don't know yet, or I certainly don't know. But, you know, I hope he gets over the pain and anguish of it, and I wish him all the best, whatever he decides to do in life after boxing. I wish him all the best. He's a great, great guy. So yeah, all the best.
It's a nice touch from you. Josh, we had the press tour with Jack Catcher, of course, just before Christmas. Did you take anything away from that, from Jack? Was there anything that surprised you about Jack, or did you expect him to be like that?
Nah, nothing. I didn't take anything at all, you know. I think he thinks he's got a bit of a moral victory. I've seen him retweeting something with Sky saying mind games denied or something, all that shit. I'd to take anything from it, but I know he's nervous. I know he's very nervous, you know. I don't know if he really believes if he can beat me. You know, I know he's a great fighter, and I respect him massively. He's a good fighter, very skillful fighter, but I don't know if he really, really believes that he can get in there and mix it up with me when I'm in front of there putting it on him and standing in front of him with that presence. And I just don't know if he really, really believes it. He looks very nervous, but apart from that, you know, don't really take much from, you know, it's very early doors on in preparation and camps, and that the press conferences were very friendly and civil, to be fair.
Well, not long to go, just over a month and a bit, live on Sky Sports, huge occasion. What do you think about Teofimo Lopez saying that he's going to come up to 140 this year and become undisputed champion?
Again, become undisputed, again. Yeah, I seen that. The thing was, he wasn't undisputed in the first place, so he's going to have to try at some point, but he's got a long queue ahead of him, and to get that fight, so he can wait about all he wants and bark all he wants.
Just the last one to close off, away from yourself, not really much going on in boxing at the moment, but a bit of a talking point is this WBC split between Tyson Fury and Dillian White. So it's been ruled 80% for Tyson, 20% for Dillian. What do you think about that, Josh, just from the outside looking in? Do you think that's fair?
I've not really had any interest in it. I've not really had any, not really looked into it at all or been really interested in it, to be honest. Just because I don't care, and it's just I'm not really interested in all the carry on, you know. I've not been taking interest in it. I've been too focused on myself, to be honest, and what I'm doing. And you know, I know this has been going on for a little while. I don't know why it's such a big split, but it is what it is. He's going to have to get on with it, you know. I know they're trying to negotiate and, you know, try and get him a better deal or a better split or whatever, but it is what it is, you know. I heard something, I'm not saying it on camera, I'll say it later. Okay. I heard something else, maybe about sort of like Percy's being declared and things like that, but listen, it is what it is. I've not really got any interest in it, to be fair, you know, so it is what it is. And I hope they fight, you know, I hope they can just fight and get it on, and may the best man win. That's what boxing's all about, isn't it?
Absolutely. Well, two people certainly fighting is yourself and Jack Cattrall. Look forward to Feb 26 live on Sky Sports. Josh Sader, thank you very much for talking to IFL TV. Wish you a massive 2022, all right?
Cheers, mate. Nice one.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.